This is KNKX. This week, our series Divided Together has immersed you in the conservative farming town of Linden, Washington. We've been exploring the urban-rural divide, and the coronavirus pandemic seems to have ripped that divide wide open over the past year. Linden has a population of just 15,000 people, but in all of Washington state, it's had some of the strongest resistance to pandemic-related closures. KNKX's Bethany Denton has that story.
Los números han estado escalando.
This is an excerpt from Plática Latina, a talk show on the community radio station KSVR. It broadcasts out of Mount Vernon, Washington, about an hour south of Linden. The show is less than a year old. It got its start on social media when host Eric Casanova started posting information about which local businesses remained open in the early stages of the pandemic.
Showcasing all of the restaurants that were available to our community, doing takeout and curbside and all that stuff. Bringing this information to them brought a lot of relief.
Since then, the show has expanded to include interviews with health officials and experts on all kinds of topics relevant to the pandemic. Latinos make up about 10% of the population in Whatcom County, where Linden is, many of whom are farm workers. And Latino farm workers are particularly vulnerable to infection because they often work and live in close quarters. So Eric wanted to do his part to spread accurate information in a relatable way.
In our culture, word of mouth is a very, 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 I wouldn't say reliable, but we trust word of mouth a lot. So there's definitely a lot of misinformation that happens.
What Eric is describing, though, this tendency for people to trust word of mouth, is an issue far beyond just the Latino community he serves. An increasing number of people rely on social media for their information, and an increasing number of people distrust government agencies and the media.
In some ways, we in Whatcom County were the victims of our own success.
Erica Lautenbach is director of the Whatcom County Health Department. She says she's sympathetic to people who are skeptical about the government's approach to COVID, in part because Whatcom County really hasn't been overwhelmed by the virus the way other places have.
You know, there was so much fear in the beginning of this, and because of all of the prevention measures and the stay home, stay healthy order and the phased reopening in Washington state, those realities that we were seeing elsewhere did not come home to Washington state. And I think it bred additional sort of distrust of like maybe that we were being too alarmist. And so when you start with something like this, where we are already viewed as an agency that's regulatory in nature and agency to be feared, that inherent initial distrust is hard to beat back. It just is.
In this vacuum of public trust, people in Whatcom County have taken public health into their own hands, particularly on social media. In one Facebook group called Bellingham Safer Open, members post about businesses going the extra mile to follow safety protocols and warn about other businesses they see as falling short. Another group, with a different philosophy, started to form near Linden in late November.
They called it the Turkey Day Rebellion. Community members, business owners, and even some state lawmakers frustrated by increased restrictions surrounding COVID.
We're being manipulated, and it's up to us to say we're not taking it no more. We're going to have Thanksgiving with our family, and you're not going to tell us otherwise.
We just got into a room and said, you know, what can we do? We don't agree with what's going on.
Ashley Budden-Schoen is one of the founding members of a group called We Will Whatcom, which has been critical of pandemic closures.
And it's not that any of us don't think that the virus exists or that people shouldn't take care of themselves or wear a mask or anything like that. It's just about personal responsibility and choice and being able to decide on your own.
Ashley is vice chair of the Whatcom GOP and helped plan Donald Trump's visit to Linden back in 2016. During the pandemic, she's helped plan rallies and created petitions to oppose pandemic measures that affect small businesses.
Are you sick of the lockdowns? Are you ready for phase three? Are you wondering what they are? From this week, We Will Update is for you.
Look him in the eyes and tell him why his business isn't essential to his life.
We Will also produces video updates and profiles of businesses struggling to stay afloat. Linden is just 5 miles south of the Canadian border, and the hospitality industry in all of Whatcom County is flailing without Canadian traffic. We Will says the solution to this is to allow businesses to remain open so the community can support itself.
Why punish a restaurant, a small mom and pop? Why are they being punished and shut down and losing everything that they've worked for? They're, you know, if you're a big corporation, you're thriving. But if you're a small business, you're dying.
Erica Lautenbach from the Health Department says a lot of residents see the department as a punitive agency whose main purpose is giving out violations rather than a trusted source of information. And public health efforts have suffered because of that. In towns like Linden, some people see the department as an outsider butting in. One restaurant in Linden, called the Fairway Cafe, has racked up some of the most citations in Washington State during the pandemic for having unventilated indoor dining and lax mask wearing among staff. But instead of avoiding the small, quaint cafe, many Lindenites rallied around it. One resident started a GoFundMe campaign to help the Fairway Cafe pay off tens of thousands of dollars in fines. In a month, they raised over $30,000. We Will promoted the fundraiser on their public Facebook page.
We now know that being in lockdown is not working. As you look at states that have been open and states that have been closed over the winter, you can see that there's really no difference in this graph.
Ashley doesn't have a public health background, but she has become a source of information for many people in Whatcom County who share her distrust of information coming from the government.
It's hard for me to find good data because, you know, it also, some of the data comes out of your government. And so you just have to have faith that that data is correct. But also, you could put out something that says 1 in 1,000 people are going to die of COVID. But what does that mean? Does that mean 1 in 1,000 people sick? Does that mean 1 in 1,000 people over 80? Does that mean, you know what I mean? So we can spin the data however we want. You know, in politics, it's the same, right?
Linden resident Rusty Polander, we met him in a story earlier this week. He told me Linden's strength is also its weakness. It's a tight-knit place where people really take care of each other. In a way, residents rallying to support local businesses is part of that. But that same impulse can also make the town insular. A lot of people are more inclined to trust their neighbors over public health experts.
So is it time for Washington State to remove the mask mandates and ease the mandates related to COVID-19? Should we be able to make decisions about our own personal health?
The same aspect of rural America that allows Eric, the radio host from earlier, to use Spanish language broadcasts to amplify public health messages is what allows Ashley to use her influence to question them.
That story by KNKX's Bethany Denton. Public health officials continue to stress precautions for reducing the spread of the coronavirus. Those include wearing masks and avoiding crowded spaces and close contact with others. This was the final installment in our series, Divided Together. It was funded by a grant from Election SOS.